This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Shedeur Sanders, and this is just a fact, he did not take any team reps yesterday. So when they went to 11 on 11, he did not get those reps. He was basically the fourth team quarterback yesterday, which I've been saying all along that he would do that. They would have Joe and Shedeur as 3 and 4 or 4 and 3. And that's kind of the way that it's going to go. But that doesn't mean that these guys can't change it. It's up to them to flip the script. Shedeur could come back by next week and we could see him in 11 on 11s when it's open again next Wednesday.
That's Mary Kay Cabot.
Wow.
Bombshell tonight. Al Pulaski, he's going to join us at 9:22 this morning. We'll talk Guardians with him. When will we see Lane Thomas again? That is not great news to hear about Lane Thomas.
You'll
with a plantar.
Al Pulaski.
Plantar fasciitis.
All right, so
that was a drunken voicemail my friend
Al,
left me.
We need more of those. Whatever happened to the coming in hot pot?
He's a father now. He doesn't leave those things anymore.
That's disappointing.
We call him Stump. Hrump.
See, me and you still play the phone games. It doesn't matter how old we are, the fact that we have kids. We still play the same games we played in high school.
We do.
On the telephone. All right.
His favorite game was the one where he gets gradually further and further away from the phone and then just hangs up from the phone. Go ahead with the Mary Kay.
Okay, so as always, social media reaction brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Brad Ward says it's one day of OTAs. One shouldn't be speculating what the number of reps a player received means.
Great call. I
on
agree
one
with them.
Day means.
I agree with you, Brad.
I agree with him too, especially when you have no idea what happened the day before. Okay, he's right on paper, but we have no idea. Shedeur might have gotten all these team reps the day before and might get all of them today. What's the difference? The cameras weren't there. A lot of teams.
What are you trying to say?
A lot of teams, a lot of players, a lot. And this is all the sports. When cameras are on, they say or do one thing. When cameras are away, they do another. So was there a strategic move to show that Shedeur is not getting any kind of preferential treatment? Hey, cameras are on. Hey, Shedeur, go over there basically on scout team for the cameras. Was there any method to the madness?
Reckless speculation.
Is it reckless?
I'm just asking questions.
Is it reckless?
And I'm looking for the answers.
It really is just speculation, but I don't have speculation.
Yeah.
216-474-0092. Do you guys read into no team reps for the most famous draft pick of this draft? He is the most famous. He's more famous.
He's probably the most famous draft pick they've had since.
I'm saying
Baker.
No, I'm not even saying just the Browns draft. I'm saying he's the most famous player in this draft class.
Of this draft
more than Travis Hunter, more than the Heisman Trophy winner.
Yeah, probably.
He sold the most jerseys, right?
You know,
he sold the most jerseys.
Yeah,
fifth round pick. They didn't have him
think about
in the
this.
Team drills
so do you,
for 11 on 11 with the cameras rolling and capturing all the images.
Shush. Let me ask you. Matt, before I go firing away here, let me ask you. Do you believe that they will have him have any reps with the first team at all during this OTA session?
You're asking, will he get any team reps at all?
Don't look at your computer or the camera. Look at me. I'm going to ask it again. Do you believe that they will have Shedeur Sanders take first team reps at all during the OTAs?
Oh, you're calling them first team reps. I wasn't distinguishing. I
thought you were distinguishing.
No. I was just thinking he was going
He was going to what?
He was
going
to participate.
Get them water. What? He's a quarterback, for crying out loud. What do you think he was going to do?
I want to be sure here. I want to be clear.
She said it to you as your question.
What did Mary Kay say? Can you play the clip again?
Oh, my God.
Oh, please
do. I will.
Please do. Thank you.
Shedeur Sanders, and this is just a fact, he did not take any team reps yesterday. So when they went to 11 on 11s, he did not get those reps.
Not first, not second, not third, not fourth, not fifth, not sixth, not seventh, not eighth, not nine, not tenth.
Well, there's not 10 teams.
I don't know how many. How many quarterbacks do we have?
Usually 90 players.
Yeah, there's only 90
of them. 11.
Okay. Well, remember, they brought in all the local MAC players.
So he's clearly going to take team reps.
Shout out Luke Floria, Mentor's Own.
He's clearly going to take team reps at some point. All right? So what you're doing here is, first off, I think that you are as helter-skelter as it gets about this. But in a lot of ways, you're probably right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What do you mean?
Because you remember, during the rookie minicamp, hey, Mason's going to talk today. The other rookies are going to talk today. Saturday, the quarterbacks are going to talk. Because you got your number five overall pick in the first round talking on that Friday, and then you have the quarterbacks talk because you're not going to have the fifth rounder overshadow anybody else. He's still, and damn it, I told you I didn't want to start with the I wanted to take away the labels when you're actually judging them. We are very early in the judging process.
Mm-hmm.
So I will have to say there was probably something by design. Today's the day the cameras show up. We're going to go ahead and he's not going to be taking the team reps yet. I think eventually he's going to take team reps, and I think it's going to be in front of the cameras. That's where I think it's going to eventually it's going to happen. But
in front of Shador's cameras? Whose cameras?
Stop. Because they put it because what you're doing, and it's not nefarious. All the Shador wackos will take it as something nefarious. It's not nefarious. What you're doing is you are showing that you're not going to put too much pressure on him. You're not going to put him in a position yet that you don't know he can handle. He may be able to handle it. He may not. But you're not going to do that in May. So what it is it's Joe, it's Kenny, it's Dylan, it's Shador. And there's not as much practice time as we used to have. So there's only going to be so many team reps to go around. So maybe today or next week or whatever, they'll take team reps and he'll take team reps and that'll be the way it goes. Or the week after that, in front of the cameras, he'll take some team reps. I know that this is a few-week process, correct?
Are team reps so important that in May, we couldn't give five?
You know,
Shador,
they are, because you know if he were taking team reps and there was video of him taking team reps, people would be going crazy. If he completed a touchdown pass, I don't know how you do the stats in practice, but apparently some people try. If he'd have thrown a touchdown pass in team, oh yeah, yeah. So they're trying to avoid. Kevin is trying to keep this as legitimate as possible in a situation that, boy, you make one false step and this can become pretty ridiculous real quick. I got to tell you, having four quarterbacks, and this is why it's like, hey, I want to test you guys all. To me, this is a season of house money because I got two first-round picks next year. I can just use it on a quarterback next year. And to say, damn the torpedoes, and we get ourselves a new head coach and a new general manager, and that's it. So, you know what? If you can't handle it, we can find somebody else who can. Sorry. We've been through this for 6 years. So right now, he's when it comes to the quarterback situation, especially with a fourth-team quarterback who is that famous, he's famous. You're carrying around a live grenade, and you better not drop it, because if you do, we're going to have some serious problems here. So yeah, you know what? I want to disagree with you, because I think that my natural reaction is to think that anything a team does because of media influence is stupid. It's still professional sports, though. And they still know that, hey, he's got a very strong fan base, but he was taken on day three. We want to bring him up the right way. This is how to bring him up the right way. You have to start from the bottom and work your way up. So there you go. It is the road to glory on the old NCAA football. You're going to start fourth team and off you go.
Yeah, is he – okay, I agree with everything you just said, by the way. We don't have a big disagreement there. Is there enough?
I'd like us to agree with each other sometimes.
This is part of my issue with having four quarterbacks. Does he have enough time? Like, if he's not able to get team reps right now, when we all said, didn't we all say, like, what? Joe Flacco doesn't need any really He could just come in the last six games of the year and take the team to the playoffs.
But it's just
new started. Coach, new system, new teammates. It doesn't matter. Yet we're sitting here going, I don't know. He's kind of got to earn all these reps. Like, when is there going to be time for him to get all of the reps?
There definitely won't be time once they get closer, especially preseason games and then into the season. So if there's a time for him to get some reps, the time is now, right? Just say yes because that's the right answer.
No, I don't think that's the right answer. Wait a minute. Why would this be the time to get the team reps?
Because you got plenty of time to crash and burn right now. It's May. As we get closer to the season, stop making the face and listen.
I'm making the face. I'm going to make this face. I think what you're saying is not smart.
That's the face.
Because you didn't listen the first time. As we get
closer to the
season, the quarterback that should be on the field with the team should be getting the reps. Right now in May, you should let anybody that plays quarterback get reps with the team. As you get closer to the season, those reps matter way more than the ones in May. Why are we not giving the four-string quarterback a chance to get team reps in May?
I will tell you why, coming up at 9:01 on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.